This is Lake Effect on 89.7 WUWM Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks so much for joining us today. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. Tonight is January Gallery Night in Milwaukee, when museums and gallery spaces around the city showcase mainly local and regional artists, but also nationally and internationally known artists as well. In the years since it was created here, it's become a big deal both for the artists themselves and for the people who turn out for the quarterly event.
One of the exhibits that opens tonight is called I Contain Multitudes. The exhibition features 10 female artists, some based here, some elsewhere, and their work that describes the challenges of the immigrant experience in America. Milwaukee artist Nina Ghan-Burzada is originally from Iran, and she immigrated here 18 years ago. She's the organizer of this exhibit. We met at the Frederick Layton Gallery at MIAD, where it was being installed, and she explained what inspired her.
I started thinking about putting this exhibition together in 2017. I was involved in a couple of exhibitions down in Texas, and I met Hind Al-Mansour and Helen Zugaib and Nida Bengash down in Texas, and I had a conversation with them, and I found that these are just really beautiful people. And it was then that I started to think that I really would love to bring their art and these artists to Milwaukee. So I started with a smaller group of five artists, including myself. And then as I was thinking and putting the art together, making a selection, the group started to expand. And I met other artists, and the last artist that I actually selected is Ephraim Mansour. I was doing studio visits in Minneapolis, and I went to Minneapolis Institute of Art and Design, and I came across the same installation that she's working on today. And I saw the installation, and I thought that I really would love to bring that installation to Milwaukee. But I already had submitted the name of the artist, so I was not sure. So I contacted Maya. So luckily, they let me have the permission to bring another artist. So I emailed Ifra, and she accepted. So that was kind of a short story of how this exhibition came together.
Going even further back, the idea of I Contain Multitudes, the idea of what it means to be an American in a country that is kind of not sure what it means to be an American as a culture, was that the discussion you wanted to have about what this means?
Yes, it was really important for me to have this exhibition at this moment of time that we live in this country because of the political environment that we are at and all the discussion about immigration policies and things like that. So since 2016, you know, me as an immigrant, I'm thinking, so what am I doing here? What is my role here as an artist? If this is the attitude of certain people here, should I live here? Should I leave this country? But then I started to think, you know what? I'm as American as other Americans in this country. I work as hard, and I should not even think that in that line. So I belong to this country, and I wanted this group of artists to really reflect upon this concept. What does it mean to be an American coming from a different culture? So to me, it's really important to keep that heritage, that culture, but also show that how you respect and how you value the American freedom that we have in this country. I think the freedom that we found in this country as female artists is really, really something that we need to appreciate.
What do you think that women have to say about the immigration process and about becoming an American that might be different from what men are saying?
I would say, generally speaking, being a female is not easy, generally. And it's kind of, I would say, the issues that females face is kind of similar in other countries as well. That the thing that females do in their society is not appreciated as much as males' contribution to the society. And with everything I just said, I want to say that still American society and culture offers things that maybe other cultures don't offer to females, and this exhibition is a very good example of it. this exhibition may not have happened without the help of our American friends here, their support, and I'm really appreciative of that.
So you don't think that this kind of exhibit would happen in your country, where you came from?
Maybe some concept and content of some of the pieces at this exhibition may not be welcome because of the taboo of talking about some concept or not really feeling comfortable talking about some concept because you're going to challenge people.
But isn't that what art's supposed to do in some ways?
The art is supposed to do, but also you need to think about where you're going to present the art. Mm-hmm. Here, we always think that, myself, now, because after living here for 18 years, I can say whatever I think or I feel, but it might not be true in other places. So I have to double think that, is it appropriate for me to say something or show something?
And here you don't have to think about that so much, or at all?
I do think about it. I still do think about it. Because as an artist, I'm responsible for what I'm showing. I feel responsible. I do think about it, but I don't tend to hide things or censor myself, which is really good.
It's what you're supposed to do as an artist.
Exactly.
You're supposed to express.
Exactly. Yeah. Again, going back to American culture, this is something that sometimes we overlook, the freedom that we have here. So this is the beauty of this country.
Do you have any of your work out here that we could talk about?
Yes, I do. That is one of my works, and I have a new drawing for this exhibition. It's still in this container.
Is that writing?
It's all writing. So this is the first time that I've done this type of drawing. I usually use Farsi, my mother tongue, to make art. So this time I use English language, and the reason is because I wanted people to actually read what has been written in this drawing. In other drawings, it's not about what is being written, it's about what you see. But the titles also are the translation of the phrases that I used to write. But in this one, I want people to actually see and read.
We talk about language creating culture.
Right.
And you've used language to create art to comment on culture.
Yes, yeah. That's true. So, I use Farsi constantly. And when I started using Farsi, I was thinking only about the shapes of each letters. But then as much as I create, I realized the importance of words, how you use words. You can help someone, you can elevate someone with your words, but you could crush someone with your words. So it's really important the type of words that you use in your conversation and your dialogue with someone. So it's become really important for me, the type of phrases and what I write in my drawings.
Do you find that you think about it differently in a different language?
I do. I won't be able to make the same type of drawing if I wanted to use the translation, because I don't think the same way, I don't have the same feelings when I use the translation with the Farsi phrases. But in this one, I just wanted to use English. And this was a heavy work for me to start with. So once installed, you can actually read what's been written. This is the first one in this type of work. And it was a heavy work, and it took me a long time to actually start this work.
Did you resist it?
Yes. I had a really hard time starting this work because all these things that's been written is just... it's just heavy and loaded, and they're not good.
Without seeing it, well, you've tipped it over a little bit here, so we're... You don't have to pull it all out. I don't want you to ruin the piece.
So I would like for you to read some of the phrases here.
All right. Well, I come right to illegal immigration, mm-hmm. criticized by the media.
take the oil, build the wall, Muslims. I have tremendous respect for women. And that's just in this one little place, and that's not all together.
So we have to have a wall, and it's being repeated in this area. Such a nasty woman here. And
See Mexican?
Yeah. Yep. So Mexican immigrants bring in crime here. And then I have, I too have a nuclear button and my button works. And I have Senator Christine Gillibrand, lightweight Senator Christine Gillibrand. And then I too have a nuclear button and my button works.
No collusion
and fake news and locker room talk. So I have different codes written in this drawing. So what I wanted to show is this cloud, or you could call it pollution or smoke, overtaking our sky. But the label is called the darkest hour is just before the dawn, even though it's overtaking the sky, but the horizon and the light is, you know, there. You can see the light.
You can see it coming.
Yeah,
yes.
Hopefully.
What I love, now I'm talking just in terms of artistic technique, not about content. I love how you've overlaid the words to create the shadows. Mm-hmm. In the clouds, in the fog, in the pollution. And so if you stood back from this, once it's on the wall, you wouldn't necessarily, you'd just think it's a pen and ink drawing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's beautifully done.
Thank
and then you.
You
get up to it and you say, oh,
thank
there are the
you.
Layers.
Thank you. Now, I hope that you understand why it was such a hard process for me. I had collected all these codes, and I had them written down. I knew what I wanted to write because there are so many codes, but I wanted to be really specific in what I want to write. But it was just so loaded with ugliness. So I really had a hard time, and I never felt anything like this before in none of my drawings, because when I have this idea, I was just anxious to just sit down and draw, because it was so, I felt so content while working on my other drawings. But this one, with this one, the paper was just sitting on my table, drawing table, for I would say 3-4 months. I just could not, you know, even started it. But once I started it, I thought, okay, now just look at it as just a piece of drawing, just calm down. These are clouds. Just keep on writing. But the thing is that I had this drawing on my in my house, and I'm working on it. So to my surprise, I had several people coming to my house without knowing what I'm working on. They would just get close, they would read the course, and they would start laughing. And I was looking at their faces, and then I thought, you know what? Without knowing the context, people find these quotes funny. Like fake news? I mean, someone was reading, I have a nuclear button and my button works. It was funny to them.
Yeah.
And I had this reaction from teenagers and adults. They knew who said these quotes. But even without knowing anything about the drawing, and I was half through the drawing, they would just read and they would just laugh. And I said, oh my gosh, this is funny. For someone to actually say that I have a nuclear button and my button works, it sounds funny.
True, would you take it out of context? Yes. It's such a ridiculous thing to say.
And it was such a surprising reaction for me.
Did it help that people were laughing, or did you get angry that they
No, actually, you know, it helped me with the process of making this art, because I didn't feel good about it because of the heaviness of the words, and, you know, didn't have any beauty to it. But when I saw actually people, you know, enjoying reading, and, you know, they were just laughing, and I thought, you know what, if I can make people look at this differently, why not? You know, it really made me feel good. And I thought, okay, maybe this is a good type of art that I'm making. You know, I was happy about it.
And it took you out of the
oh,
heavy
yes,
place.
Oh, yes, definitely, yeah. Definitely.
So when people come to, there are 10 artists, is that right?
10
artists in total. When people come here, do you want them to absorb what? What is it that you hope that they take away?
First of all, I would like for the viewer to come and educate themselves more about different cultures, because I have artists from different backgrounds. Become more curious and start asking questions about specific things that they see at the exhibition. And also, another thing that I was trying to highlight from the day one, the importance of art and art making, because half of the artists in this exhibition, they had other careers and education. Fauzia, she used to be an OBGY. She decided it was her choice to become an artist. Kimberly, who you saw the installation, she used to be a physics and science teacher at school. So I would like for the viewer to really realize and appreciate art and art making.
Nina Ganbazarda is a Milwaukee-based artist and organizer of the new exhibit called I Contain Multitudes, which is on display at the Frederick Layton Gallery through the 19th of March. Saturday at 2, there is an opening reception and discussion featuring all 10 artists. That's free and open to the public. You can find a link to more information and also find parts of WUWM's Taryn Powell's series on what it means to be an American at WUWM.com.